Here, according to the children's charity Bernardo's, the number of parents using food banks has more than doubled last year. A survey conducted on behalf of the charity indicates that up to last November, 1 in 10 parents had used food banks to help feed their families. This was more than double the number in a previous Bernardo's survey conducted in January of last year. The Capuchin Centre in Dublin, meanwhile, gave out 1,300 food parcels today. They were all gone by 11:30. With us in studio is Suzanne Connolly, CEO of Bernardo's. You're welcome to the programme. Thank you for coming in to talk to us. Now, these are two surveys conducted in January and November last year, asking a number of questions in relation to family and child food poverty. When you compare the two, what pattern do you see?
Yeah, these surveys were commissioned by Bernardo's and Aldi, and they're commissioned and undertaken by COIN Research, and it's a national representative sample. And what's really stark is that the situation has really worsened between January and October of last year. And the fact that there are families where parents at one point or more than one point last year were thinking they had enough food to feed their children, and the 29% of parents had cut back on meals or not eaten themselves so they could feed their children. And then, as you were saying, that 10% have accessed either food banks or looked for food vouchers. And in a country as well off as Ireland, this should not be happening.
In some cases, these could be families who maybe throughout most of the month do manage. They do struggle, but they do manage to make ends meet, but need that kind of additional help maybe for a couple of days, just when finances are particularly tight. Is that right?
That's exactly the case. And we know, because there's been a lot of coverage in cost of living, is families are trying to think about, well, do I feed my children as much as they need, or do I have to worry about the heating, you know? And that should not be the case. I mean, I know the government now last year did do and introduce once-off measures, which we really applauded. But families need more than once-off measures. And we're now calling on the government to really think about what they can do for families who are lone parents, who are on fixed incomes or reduced incomes. And we're actually saying to the government, as part of this new Child Poverty and Wellbeing Unit, to develop and implement a Food Poverty Action Plan, to continue the rollout of school meals, and to actually make hardship payments more easily accessible to families who really need them.
Because on the evidence of this survey, there are families making very difficult decisions, parents making very difficult decisions. You find, for example, one quarter of parents are cutting down on household bills, gas and electricity, I mean, hardly discretionary items, in order to put food on the table.
Exactly. And can you imagine what it's like for those parents and for those children living in families where there's that degree of stress? I mean, parents will do their best to try and hide it from the children, but children will can see it and see it in their parents' faces when they're worried. I mean, meal times should be a time of joy and connection, not worrying about how much are your children eating because you're worried about the next meal that your children will need to have.
This then is also reflected, is it, in the families that you are assisting? You're seeing increasing evidence of this, are you?
Yeah, we are in Bernardo's. I mean, one of the things that struck us is we would always have in our centres, we'd have the cupboard, you know, we'd have, you know, dried foods available for families. They can very easily access them, and they don't even have to say to us, we want to get some stuff. It's just, it's at a place where nobody has to see them doing that. That's always been available. And we always have been able to provide food vouchers for families who need them. What's really stark now is families who before never needed to ask us are saying, well, actually, I'm the family now who would like and need to have some of those food vouchers. And our heart just goes out to families. Can you imagine what it's like for them? Because as a basic part of parenting, you want to be able to feed your children. You don't want to be worried about being able to give your children the nutrition that they require.
Suzanne Connolly, Chief Executive of Bernardo's, thanks for talking to us.